Hello and welcome to Launch. We're broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Ron Reardon. My co-host is Bill McHenry. Bill, how are you doing today?
Absolutely super, Ron. A little chilly, but I'm hanging in there.
Okay, well, just try to stay warm. Well, Bill, you know, on Launch, we focus on the launching of a business so that entrepreneurs can successfully navigate their launch. Today, we're going to be featuring Deanna Cohen of The Next Big Zing. But before we get started, Bill, could you thank today's sponsor?
I sure will, Ron. Our sponsor today is Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing. Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing is your one-stop source for all your marketing, sales, and business development needs. We customize and implement a business strategy to help build your business, grow your sales, and encourage your success.
And we really appreciate their support. Well, today we're going to be talking with Deanna Cohen. She has a couple of websites. You know, she's an inventor herself. The website's The Next Big Zing. Welcome, Deanna, to the show.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Well, you know.
And Bill.
And Bill, that's right.
You know, that's right. Don't forget me.
That's right.
I know.
But, you know, as far as inventions go, you know, there's always that moment when you come up with the idea. How did you come up with your idea? Was it something that you needed?
Well, the website was actually the backup plan, if you will, because I used to invent products, and I would get them through research and development. I even had a product made in China for a sample, and then I got scared. I got scared of, like, the financial commitment that was going to come about, and I put these inventions in a filing cabinet and locked the door and didn't do anything with them. But it was who I am. I always came up with ideas. So the day that the owners of YouTube were on Oprah and they had just sold to Google for $1.6 billion in stock options, I thought, I could take a piece of that pie of the video world. So I came up with the idea of The Next Big Zing to showcase inventive products through video reviews.
Okay, so you showcase products through video.
I looked at the website too, Ron, and spent some time on it, and it's an amazing website. It's really cool what she does.
Well, thank you.
You know, I was thinking, Deanna, do you think that one needs a certain personality trait to be an entrepreneur and an inventor? And maybe about yourself, you know, we're developing the next big thing.
You know what, that's such a great question, because the truth is, you have to have the tenacity to keep going, even when people, including people in your family, say, well, I don't know about that idea. If you really believe in the product or the service that you have developed, then you have to just make it happen, because, you know, everybody has their own opinion, and that's why there are, you know, amazing products out there that are successful. And I'm sure if you talk to those inventors or product developers, they would say the same thing, that they got turned down, you know, 100 times before they got into a big box store or something like that. So you have to have the personality to really just maybe have a hardened exterior to take your product to the level that you want to take it.
Yeah, and I agree with that, because, you know, the story with Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken is that I don't know how many people he talked to about his, you know, famous recipe, trying to convince them that they should, you know, have a franchise and everything. And it was just no, 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 no. And finally he had one person that said, okay, you know, I'll give it a whirl. And then, you know, the rest is history.
Isn't that amazing? Right.
Yeah. So from a money standpoint, inventors are always saying, you know, I got a great idea, but I don't have any money. Did you get funding up front, or did you self-fund?
Oh, my gosh. That's such a great question, too. You know what? I hope my husband's not listening, because I've used a lot of my credit cards in my name. Right? I hope he's not listening. And I do have my godfather has lent me a little bit of money, and thank God, because, you know, that is one thing that inventors need to understand, that you can't do it without some kind of financial investment. I mean, everything costs money, from product development. Obviously, mine was a website, my product, so I had to get the website developed, marketing, PR, you know, even having a computer that works. You know, I mean, all those things do cost money. And if you really believe in it, then, you know, maybe you can go out and get grants. Someone had just suggested that to me recently for a women-run business. And so that might be the next angle that I take.
Yeah. It's basically the three F's that you mentioned. It's the founder, which is the person you see in the mirror, and then there's family, you know, like you said, your godfather, and then there's friends. Okay, so I don't know if you've gotten to the friends part yet, but
no.
that's the foundation of funding for most inventors is those three sources.
And really all the entrepreneurs, I know the two companies that I formed, the second one, I thought I knew everything from the first one, and I found out that I probably didn't know anything. It was amazing all the things that cost money, and it's hard to move forward without having money.
Exactly.
You know, Deanna, what scared you the most when you started to build your company and developing your idea, and how did you overcome them? Come the fear of it?
You know, I think probably the biggest fear was what people would, how they would react. You know, I knew that inventors and artists that I spoke to that had these really innovative products loved the idea of it. They loved the idea of being able to have someone either review their product through a video or be able to utilize their own video on our site. So they are the ones that push me forward. But it's the consumer that may not feel yet that that's a good shopping vehicle. It's not something that they're traditionally used to. So that's the hardest part, is getting the consumer to understand the value of not only having something endorsed by someone like myself, but also, you know, watching a video and then saying, oh, I want to buy that, and right away react. So,
well, you know, I've told folks.
How did you overcome the fear of it?
You know, I just keep muddling through. You know, I know that today's economic climate is so tough that I don't take it personally, and I really believe that there's room for it. You know, I feel that I have a good eye for products, and you know, I really believe that the consumers will follow.
Sure. I know. I always tell my wife that. If my businesses didn't work, I don't know what I'd do, because I know no one's going to take me back in the large corporate world. So it has to work.
And you
probably wouldn't even want to go back into the corporate world. You're probably not made up for that kind of.
Well, that's it. Sure.
Yeah, I think, Bill, you're probably unemployable now.
There's no question, right?
Yeah, you got too much of an independent streak, you know, to get back into the corporate world. But. You know, I tell folks that starting any new venture, whether it's a new business or a new invention or whatever, it's kind of like planting English ivy. That, you know, the first year the English ivy is sleeping, the second year it's creeping, and then the third year it's leaping. How did you keep the faith when things got rocky?
Oh my gosh, it's still rocky. You know what? I think, and I was telling Bill this earlier, you know, my strategic partnerships are what are driving me to continue. And again, these are people that believe in the concept. They believe in the value and I'm actually kind of recreating the value mission that I originally thought it was going to be, which was consumer-driven purchasing. Now, because of these strategic partners, I'm able to kind of shift what I think this website or these websites will become. And I believe that that's what's helping me, is these people that I'm meeting through my website, and they're connecting to me because they like what they see. They're the ones that are driving me to get over the bumps in the road.
Yeah, because everything I see talks about video is really where everything is moving towards, is that people are going to be engaged and they're going to buy based on video.
I agree. Well, that's why I did it, see?
You're just slightly ahead of your time.
I'm sorry?
You're slightly ahead of your time there.
I hope so.
Yeah, but I think you've actually caught the wave, because that's the video is where it's at.
Yes, I agree.
You know, Deanna, when you were putting together your website and your business, were you systematic in your approach, or were you more by the seat of your pants?
You know, I did create a business plan, and have I looked at it in the past 6 months since the site got launched? No. So to answer that, probably not very systematic. but always with the same focus. And, you know, I've shifted a little, like I said. I mean, I just launched a new website as a complement to the next big zing called Project Zing, because I thought, you know, again, I'm going to go on the bandwagon of successful people. Project Zing is like a Groupon concept for the products of the next big zing, but at deep discount prices. So we run a one-week deal, and we put a video review, but the video reviews are 30 seconds as opposed to 3 minutes, and we push it out the door that way. So right now you can get some really great deals on Project Zing.
Well, that sounds super. Ooh. You know, we're talking about Rocky just a little while ago. I read a book once that talked about the evolution of the Weather Channel. You're familiar with the Weather Channel?
Sure.
Okay. Well, when they had their first meeting, when they're going to be talking to investors about what they were going to do, they you know, have their PowerPoint ready and all like that. But before they get started, because the investors didn't know what the subject was, they said, okay, we're going to launch a new cable channel, and it's going to be weather 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there was this period of silence, and then there was this collective groan from all the investors of who is going to want to watch weather all day long, you know?
Right.
But, you know, it was a new concept, and they just didn't realize that, just like with CNN and news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that while people don't watch it all that time, they want it to be there when, you know, it's convenient to them.
Exactly.
So, I mean, do you feel that that you chose a business or invention that was in your natural area of strength?
Actually, no. I took my one class in my junior year in high school in drama, and that was the first and the last time that I was ever on stage in front of anything that showcased myself. And I have to tell you, it pulled me out of a comfort zone. And, you know, I think that was the best part about creating this video website, is that I had to feel comfortable having the eyes of the camera look at me. It was not a place of comfort. What was a place of comfort was that I love to shop, and that I always, if you gave me $1 million to go shopping, I could promise you I would get you the coolest, most unique things out there, because that's what I love to do. So, I mean, I love other things. I love cooking and art and painting, but I do love the hunt for finding these great products.
Okay. Well, you know, there's something special about video and looking at a camera that makes people be like a deer in the headlights. I was videoing a friend of mine just yesterday, and he had practiced his presentation. But as soon as I turned the camera on to record, he, you know, all of a sudden things changed. And, you know, he stumbled, he fumbled, you know, and all like that. And we had to shoot that thing, I guess, about 10 times before we got one.
I'm sure.
That looked like it'd be good, you know, to go on the website.
Sure.
That's why Ron and I do radio.
Well, yeah, that's because I have a face for radio. Okay.
You do. Okay, then.
I'm not going to even comment on that comment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Deanna, what I was thinking, were you passionate about what you were doing when you started? And was it a choice that you made, to get you to a certain place? Or what were you thinking when you started developing your business?
You know what? I was passionate. And still, every single day, I love what I do. The best part is that I get to meet inventors and artists and entrepreneurs that are really, you know, have a great product, and I love the stories behind how they came up with their invention, because everyone has a story. And that, again, going back to what I said a few minutes ago, the hunt of finding these people. You know, most of the time I'm the one searching. Now, I do get, since the site's been up for 6 months, I do get people that find me. And I don't always select products based on them finding me. I've had some really interesting people contact me. I mean, I had a guy who had some kind of chemical that was for the hull of a boat, you know, like a big army boat that he wanted, like a ship that he wanted me to do a video review of. And I, you know, I was just amazed that he even thought that my website catered to that kind of audience. So it is kind of funny sometimes when I find people find me and they want me to review things that are just so not up the angle that I'm trying to present.
How did you respond to that person?
I was very nice, and I said he had a great idea, but I wanted him to really take a good look at my website and see if he felt that my audience, which is generally an upscale female, would be appropriate. And he went and looked at the site. He said, no, I think you're right.
That's something. Well, you mentioned how you enjoy the stories of each inventor. If you've not read the book Gadget Nation by Steve Greenberg, there's about 100 stories in there from 100 different inventors, some that succeeded tremendously and some that failed miserably. And if you like stories, that's a must read, Gadget Nation.
Oh, I'll definitely get it.
So how did you juggle the demands of family with your business and invention goals?
You know what? I juggle it every day. You know, I have two young boys, one's in high school and one's in grade school, and a husband, and I still try and cook dinner. And, you know, the good and bad is that my kids are doing their homework. I'm sitting on my computer doing my work. So it's a 24 hours, well, I shouldn't say 24 hours. It's while I'm awake, I work as long as they don't need me for, you know, the... And, you know, my husband believes in it, too. He believes in, you know, teaching the kids the ethics of having, parents work, and that it's important and that it has to, you know, make a difference in the family. And so, you know, my kids are actually very cool. They come up with product ideas all the time, and we buy domain names. And, you know, it doesn't mean that they always, you know, take it to the next level, but it's really quite fun to see their minds working in the invention world as opposed to what my husband does, which is the billiard cloth world. So a little bit more exciting on my end.
Well, it's so true to have your family be supportive. I know Ron's family is real supportive of him, and mine's certainly supportive. And a lot of times when I have questions, I'll run it by my younger sons that are 18 and 21 just to, get a different feedback on things. It's really cool to do that and see that evolve over time. But, gosh, you can't do it unless your family supports you.
That's right.
You know, Deanna, do you set goals for yourself? And can you give our listeners some examples of some goals that you set for yourself?
You know, they're more mental goals than they are physically written goals. But, you know, some of the goals, obviously, what I have to do is to build the business so that my clients benefit. So right now I'm redesigning the website just on the back end so that I can put an e-commerce site portion of the site on my site, because prior to that I was working in affiliate sales and it wasn't working. So, you know, I want these people to succeed, and that drives me to have those goals. And so, you know, now I'm spending more money to make that happen so that we can start, you know, qualifying what the effort is on my end in our marketing approaches and talking up these products through social media. And so, yeah, I mean, my goals are definitely there, but they're not written down in stone, because it's always changing.
Okay, well, you mentioned the affiliate program that didn't work. You know, what other obstacles have you encountered and overcome?
Well, that was the big one. You know, that was when I really thought I set myself up to succeed. Some other ones, you know, I put a featured zing on our site, which is a big billboard, and it's on a rotating basis on each page, so on the home page and on each category page. And I thought for sure these clients were going to want to stand out from the pack. I mean, just in the kid category alone, I think I have 45, 50 clients that, you know, you have to scroll back and forth to see what you want. But if you're a featured zing, you really have a billboard of your product. And I thought that was going to be my biggest revenue stream, and it hasn't been. People haven't jumped on that very often. So that's been another big challenge. And, you know, again, getting eyeballs to the site. You know, I used to be in marketing, and as the shoemaker's child, I don't spend near as much time trying to get publicity for my website as I should, because I'm doing everything else, you know, to brand it and to, you know, I mean, you know what it is. You have to make the time to get some publicity. So I think that's the other big challenge. And, you know, every day I'm trying to overcome that.
Yeah, you wind up being chief cook and bottle washer.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. You know, Deanna, if you think about the mistakes you've made over time with your business, think of the worst one you've made, and tell our listeners if you'd share with our listeners what it was and what they could do to avoid making the same mistake.
Gosh, I would almost have to say it was back to that affiliate program. You know, every time you meet someone virtually and you try and build a relationship with them, it's very difficult to know whether or not you can trust them. And I think if you're listening out there, you know, the key is to try and get other people to give you referrals and at least ask to talk to some of their current clients. The affiliate company that I chose to work with, I didn't have to pay anything up front, but I was giving them money through the affiliate connection that each of my clients were going to sign up for. And it just failed miserably, and I wish I would have taken that time to speak to some successful clients of theirs. So I think that's probably the most critical thing. Make sure you get referrals and make sure that that you're not spending your entire budget for one thing or another in one place, because it can fail, and then you have to start over. And so my starting over is taking, you know, 6-7 months to regroup and to. So I have not had one sale generated through my site on that part through the affiliate program in 6 months.
Okay.
So,
well, you know, one of the
big mistake.
Big mistake.
Okay. Huh? We live and learn.
Well, one of the mistakes that I see inventors make is that they try to do everything themselves instead of having a team of people that have skill sets and contacts that you don't have. How did you engage others to join you?
Oh, you know, that's taken some time, but, you know, I think it's actually happened organically. For example, one of my clients who I love her product and I talk her up all the time through my social media marketing, I didn't even know she had this woman that she was connected to who has become my left-hand arm, my right-hand arm, actually. Isn't that what you say? In terms of strategic partnerships, she and I are going to go into the retail category and try and get the products of the next big zing into big-box retail stores because of her relationships with the retailers. She didn't have time to search out product, and here I have this great website and these relationships with my clients. So that was a great thing for me, you know, to organically find this woman. I also posted on a graduate MBA program. I live in the Chicago area on Northwestern School of Business's job board, which is a great idea. And I was personally looking for a partner. And I said that it was a partnership, but that I didn't have the money that they could buy into the business. And I got a good amount of people responding. So that was really quite exciting. And I have another consultant that I'm working with who may become a partner of mine from that posting. The other great idea is go onto Craigslist and look for an intern. You know, if you're able to teach somebody what you've learned along the way, it's such valuable lessons for college kids. And I've had like 3 or 4 interns in a 3 or 4 year period as I've been building this site, and it's been great because they help me and I love to teach them.
Yeah, I know with the University of DePaul in Chicago, because I'm from the Chicago area too, I'm a mentor for a couple of MBA students, and I found it just to be really rewarding not only to help them, but also they've helped me with a lot of cool ideas too.
Right. Those young minds, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. So, you know, Deanna, do you recommend that people test their entrepreneurial wing part-time or while they're employed, or just go head first and go at it all the way?
You know, I did that first because I was working at the Chicago Tribune, my first job out of college, and I came up with my first product then. And I got to say, that was a really great period of time for me to kind of test the waters, especially if it's your first product. Yes, I think that's actually a great idea. Until you really know and you've done some research, and either if it's a patentable product that you've at least applied for a patent and you can protect yourself, unless you really have the financial wherewithal to do it and not have to worry about paying your bills, that you could take money and also invest in your business, I think that nice balance, as long as you have a company that, you know, on your lunch hour you could do your own thing, or you can leave at 5:30 and still make some phone calls and contacts for your product, yes.
Well, you know, Deanna, that's, there's only 24 hours in a day, and there's, you know, so much to be done, both with family and with business. What's your number one time management tip?
I laugh because I don't necessarily have one. You know what, I just know that I work every single day, and, you know, I'll do laundry during the day. I'll clean up the kitchen. I know that it's important as an integral part of my family that things are done here, too, while I work, you know. And time management, gosh, I just have to say that you just have to work hard, because there's never enough time in the day to get everything done. And you have to recognize that, you know, you could set your to-do list and realize that you need a couple more days in the week to get them done. And as long as you're an entrepreneur, that's an okay place to be, that you can, because you're building it the way that you need to build it. If you were part of a big corporation and your product got sold out, that's a whole different ball of wax, because then you have a huge team to take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Kind of switching gears, Deanna, about profit. And a lot of entrepreneurs wonder, you know, when am I going to make a profit? How about you? How long has it taken you to make a profit?
Well, I don't know necessarily that I really have. If I were to take my credit cards and the loan that I got from my uncle, I haven't turned a profit yet. But what I will say is that, and this is what I've been told through my consultants, that it takes a good 18 months to get any kind of awareness and loyalty built for a product or a service. And even though I've been building content on my website for over 2 years, the site has only been up since, you know, the beginning of June. So I have to give myself time, and I assume that anyone else out there who's, you know, struggling now through our terrible recession, you got to believe that it will make the turnaround, and that's what I live on every single day. And thank God I have my husband, who is the primary breadwinner in our family, to be able to pay the bills.
Yeah, it usually takes about 3 years is what, there's ways to accelerate that, but traditionally, you know, companies turn the corner in about year number three.
Okay.
But like I said, sometimes it happens faster than that, sometimes slower, sometimes never, but, you know, statistically, that third year is the year where, you know, all of a sudden you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right. Well, I'm hoping that third year for me really is based on when I started doing my site as opposed to when it actually launched.
But, that's right.
No, I'm not worried. I feel good about it, and I'm sure the entrepreneurs that are listening should also feel that way, because this is the worst time to be launching a business, but it's also the best time, because you've got to remember that it's all about persistence. And if you can hold through this rough time, that you're going to be successful.
Yep. Yeah, I read the other day that if your company has survived this recession, you should be home free.
Well, there you go, right then and there.
Yeah, that was kind of a neat comment, I thought.
Yep, and there's so many famous businesses like Microsoft, et cetera, that were started in a recession. So you're in good company.
So there you go.
So what was going on behind the scenes when you were perfecting your invention, you know, building your business?
Oh, what was going on behind the scenes? I don't know. I mean, it was just a matter of, you know, getting people to believe in the idea. My first 20 products that I reviewed, I didn't even have a website to show them. So I would just keep sending them little YouTube videos, and they believed in the idea. And I think that's what was going on behind the scenes. It was just the belief of an idea. Because it took, like I said, 2 full years to make sure that, you know, that I had the right website. I had one website that didn't even work first. And so, yeah, that was what was going on.
Well, you know, Deanna, how can our listeners get in touch with you and learn about this big zing? And also, you mentioned the five-egg zing. Tell us a little bit about that and then how we can get our... I said customers. I'm so used to talking to customers.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the next big zing, which is the next big zing with a Z.com instead of thing, zing, right? And you can go onto that site if you have a great product. On the bottom left-hand corner, it says get my product zinged. And you could fill out that form, and then we would be in touch with you from there. ProjectZing.com is running weekly deals like Groupon, and we have a great product called Wexel Art right now. These really innovative acrylic frames that you can put pictures in and out very easily, and they're very modern and streamlined, very cool, and it's 40% off this week only for those frames. So both sites, sign up for the newsletters, and we'd love to hear from you.
And I believe
you know, Ron, Deanna mentioned Groupon, and Groupon just had an offer, which they turned down, from Google for $6 billion. So, Deanna, when Google comes to you, you might want to hold out for more than $6 billion.
There you go. There you go.
Personally, I would take the offer.
I
would have, too.
Yeah, I think I had a run.
That's right. Well, thanks for being on our show, Deanna. Our listeners really appreciate you sharing your experiences and your insights.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate you both taking the time to interview me. It's been a really pleasure on my end, too.
Okay, it's been super. Another great show, Bill.
Oh, it certainly was, Ron. Deanna is such a great person. I've really enjoyed talking to her on the show and then, of course, offline when we've spoken as well. I also want to give a special thanks to today's sponsor, Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing. We go the extra step so you don't have to fret. Visit our website at entrepreneursales.com.
And you can go to our blog at thelaunchhour.businessradiox.com to listen one more time to today's show, plus a lot of other good shows. This is Ron Reardon and Bill McHenry signing off another great session of The Launch Hour.